This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We've got Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the special 15th anniversary edition, the special audio edition with special voice cameos. As we get into Chapter 29, BC had gone with his old flame Fiza to Richard Wentworth's space station, where both BC and Fiza passed out at dinner. Now, Fiza was drugged, but they said BC just passed out. He doesn't know why. So Wentworth sent BC off in one of his smaller ships, piloted by Drex, who is voiced by Paul E. Cooley in one of the audiobook's special voice cameos. You can find Paul's work at shadowpublications.com. The small ship came under UIN attack, so they sought shelter with UTZ forces that had taken over Fortune Station, so BC found himself back on Fortune. But the station itself became compromised on our last episode, and so when we left BC and Drex, they had just followed a couple of UTZ grunts off of Fortune Station and onto a large departing UTZ warship. So we're going to join them on their voyage in Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin Special 15th Anniversary Edition, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder that during this month of April, you can still get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy ebook for 50% off, just for about another week, just over a week, with the coupon code EA48K, and that's at smashwords.com. For just $2.50, 50% off, you can get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy ebook with that code, and that code is in the show notes. EA48K. I want to thank my patrons who help keep the show going, who help keep the podcast happening, and you can become a patron if you'd like as well. You can always use the help. Not everybody can keep up. A few folks have had, you know, changes in life come their way and they've had to drop out. So if you can drop in, that'd be awesome. You can do it at Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And for $2, $5, or $10 a month, you can support the podcast and help keep these shows coming your way. You know, I wanted to mention, too, that the audiobook for the special 15th anniversary edition features these cameos. Everybody said, yeah, go ahead. So you can actually download the audiobook and hear all these cameos. Just be sure you're getting the 15th anniversary edition. And that's true of pretty much everywhere where you get the 15th anniversary audiobook of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition. Whether it's Google Play or Apple or... what's that other one? Oh yeah, Audible. Wherever you get the audiobook, the 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin should have these special voice cameos. And again, Paul E. Cooley on the way on this episode in the chapter that's coming up next.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec Award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, Part 1 of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
Now here's Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. What a stench! Never realized these troop transports smelled so bad. Seems overcrowded. Of course, we're overcrowding ourselves. But at least we're off Fortune Station. Not so fortunate for the cult. I should have known Peter wouldn't honor my promises. You know, I swear I saw something about bearing false witness somewhere. BC and Drex are crammed in elbow to elbow with about 30 UTZ soldiers in the hold of the UTZ transport ship. They had to find somewhere on the ship to stay for the trip, and this hold seemed as good a place as any. They haven't heard any sounds of battle since leaving Fortune Station. Guess no one's shooting at us for now. Be nice if we're heading for the moon. Beggars can't be choosers, though, huh? Oh, man, again? BC keeps getting pushed into. He holds his ground, but a guy on his right keeps leaning back into him. I hate this. The trooper turns around, finally, and BC catches a hot blast of sour whiskey breath. He's got an almost empty bottle in his right hand.
Hey, sorry, man. Merry fucking Christmas, huh? Fucking Muslims, no respect at all. Oh, wait, you a priest? Oh, shit, sorry, father. Oh, didn't mean to swear in front of a priest. My mom would tan my hide if she heard I did that, even at my age.
He laughs himself silly at his own drunken wit. Christmas? Wow, almost forgotten all the craziness of the last few days. It's actually Christmas already. Jeez, the cardinal will be pissed I'm not back there helping him. Hey, I'm trying to get there. I suppose I better answer the drunk with the gun. They never do forget, do they? BC says. They like to remind us by attacking on Christmas. Probably should have seen it coming, huh? The guy's a little confused.
Huh?
He says. The Christmas massacre? BC prods him. Drex leans over.
BC, don't waste your...
The drunk gets louder, interrupting.
Wait, I remember, like in that movie, right? We starved them on Mars back in the 70s, then we came in and hit them hard, took back our UTZ stations on Mars. A great victory, right?
Don't think I saw that one, BC says. Probably propaganda. Military training film for the UTZ? It might have been a victory for the UTZ, BC continues, but for the Muslims, it was the Christmas massacre. They thought it was their food transports returning after a year of nothing. Anyone who could get a suit on went to see the landing. They were surrounding the ships. The UTZ commanders on board those food transports kept their ships closed up until a massive crowd had gathered around them. Then the doors opened. Instead of food, the starving crowds found troops firing at them.
Yep, the drunken soldier agrees, then makes a gun with his hand. Fush, fush.
He slurs the sound of a laser.
Made quick work of them. Glorious victory with few casualties.
Pointless to argue with a drunk, especially one with a gun, let's remember. But I gotta say something. Damn. Not too glorious, mowing down the starving and the weak, women and children, some of them, huh? BC says. Few casualties on our side, but we killed 10,000 people in a matter of hours. Maybe 5,000 in the first few minutes. So they don't forget. That's all I was saying. The drunk starts to get belligerent.
What the fuck, father? Are you on their side? They're the ones shooting at us out there, in case you forgot.
BC has to laugh. Not at all. Calm down, son. I'm just a man of peace, is all. Trying the paternal touch. Don't think I can sell it, though. Such BS, BC. Look, it's not funny, the guy says. Before he can say more, an announcement blares out over the room's comm.
Attention. Attention. Bernard Campion to the bridge. Father Bernard Campion, report to the bridge at once.
A humorless monotone in tones. BC turns to go.
Hey, that's you? You special or something? The guy asks, reaching for BC's departing shoulder.
BC turns back and grabs the guy's arm on a pressure point. The drunk lets go of BC, drops the bottle from his other hand, and falls to one knee.
Ouch! Shit, man, that hurt! I was just asking, what kind of priest beats you up anyway?
Drex pipes in.
Oh, I went to Jesuit schools. Trust me, I knew quite a few.
He pulls BC aside and strategically stands up between BC and the drunk getting back on his feet. He speaks low to BC.
What's up?
I don't know, but I better go. They know I'm here, obviously.
Obviously.
Drex agrees.
Well, they had every captain make the same announcement. Now they're waiting to see if and where you show up. It's what I'd do anyways.
Good point, BC has to admit.
I know how they think. I was a UTC grunt for a bit. Anyways.
I'll be back, BC says.
Okay.
Drex shrugs. Now, where's that confounded bridge? BC finds the door he came in through and traces his way up towards what he thinks is the front of the ship. The bridge is near the front, usually, right? BC spies a door with an armed guard in front of it. That looks promising. Got to get close enough to read. Can I help you? The guard challenges BC. Sure, they just paged me, Bernard Campion. I'm looking for the bridge, he explains. You found it, see? The guard moves aside so BC can read bridge on the door in block letters. So you're Father Bernard Campion?
Yes.
He steps even further aside, nods towards the door. Go ahead in.
Thanks.
BC looks for but doesn't see door controls. He turns to the guard, nearly bumps into him as the guard leans forward to press on a small, unmarked panel in the wall next to the door. Sorry, BC apologizes. Not a problem. There you go, the guard says. The door slides open. BC steps through into a large open room with a low ceiling. BC can see out into deep space through windows that make up the upper half of the three walls he's facing. The lower halves of all three walls are lined with consoles, manned by bridge personnel. There's a bustle as people get up from their consoles, cross the room, and consult with each other. Compared to the Paladin, this is palatial. A large freestanding console dominates the center of the room. Two sections surround a chair in their center. A well-groomed UTZ captain gets up out of the chair and approaches BC.
Father Bernard Campion? He asks.
Yes.
Pleased to meet you, he extends his right hand. I'm Taka Yamano, commander of Mission Alpha to Fortune Station. Welcome aboard my ship, Yamano says with a smile. I didn't know you'd be aboard, but there was a mad scramble to get off that old heap, huh?
Yeah. BC nods. He starts, I hope that's okay.
Not a problem, he says. I was briefed on all aspects of Fortune Station before we came out here. Guess you did the initial legwork for us, huh?
You could say that. And you did. Not quite how I would have put it.
Good work. They never expected us. And with their old leader dead and you as their absentee leader, huh? That was a stroke of pure genius, by the way, Father. Well, we just came in, herded them up, sent them home, and took over. You made it too easy for us. Good work.
He seems pretty happy about it. I feel like shit. I set the cult up and I didn't even know it. Didn't even think about it. I used to be able to see this kind of thing before it happened. I used to know how devious minds operated. I was one. I am one, damn it. Just out of practice, maybe. When BC doesn't answer, Yamano continues.
I just found out you were on board, and I wanted to meet you. We've been recalled to the moon. Thought you might like to join us on the bridge for the trip. Guess impressing this guy has its privileges. Sure. I was heading to the moon anyway, or trying to, when the UIN attacked and drove us out here. BC wonders why he's nervous. Almost stammering. Get it together. I want to go to the moon, BC tells him, assuredly. Oh, I don't know if you really want to go there right now. The attack on us out at Fortune was a side action. The UIN is hitting the moon and Earth both pretty hard right now, and hitting some orbitals, too. The UTZ is calling back all ships, even those like us engaged in combat already. Not a good sign, Yamato cautions. They haven't attacked us in a while, BC thinks out loud. Yep. Saving up to buy us all a nice Christmas present. Merry fucking Christmas. Oh, sorry, Father. Don't be. Merry fucking Christmas indeed, Captain Yamato. BC agrees.
That was Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, special 15th anniversary edition on Glow in the Dark Radio. Merry fucking Christmas indeed. Well, the UIN seems to be in full-on attack mode. Good thing Captain Yamato seems to like BC. We'll have to head back to the moon with them both on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. By the way, that's going to be in 2 weeks. I'm going to take a week off. I've got a NERA conference. The New England Antiquities Research Association is having their conference down in Pennsylvania. So got some traveling to do and no podcast next week. So in 2 weeks, it's going to be episode 699. Also the second to last episode featuring this book, this audiobook, the special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin, the penultimate episode. I like that word. Just means second to last, but it's still a cool word. Reminder on the little bit of news I shared before the chapter, the Vatican Assassin ebook, the trilogy for the Vatican Assassin trilogy, third edition, is 50% off for just over a week now left with the coupon code EA48K. It's on sale for podcast listeners through the month of April at smashwords.com. That's 50% off, so it's just $250. For all three books of the Vatican Assassin Trilogy under one cover in that special third edition in the ebook that's available at Smashwords. And you can help support the podcast by becoming a patron at Patreon, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. I want to thank everybody who does help by keeping the podcast going and donating $2, $5, or $10 a month. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you can help out, please do so. Love to have you on board. Again, it's patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And a reminder that you can hear this audiobook, or this version of the audiobook that you're hearing on this podcast, as a regular audiobook. It's actually available for you to buy and download through Audible and Apple and Google Play and all the rest of the places you can find audiobooks. It's available through libraries. You can get it through your library in some cases. And that's the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition. Make sure you're getting the newer 15th Anniversary Edition. And again, as I was just mentioning earlier, I'm going to be taking a week off, so the next episode will be coming your way in 2 weeks. Episode 699. That is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook, wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.